الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين، والله give us a true understanding in our religion. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين. Dear Muslims, today inshallah we'll study together a hadith, a story that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, لم يتكلم في المهدي إلا ثلاثة. Only three infants spoke in the infancy. And you know, children do not begin to speak until the age of 4 or 5. But the Messenger of Allah is telling us about three infants who spoke intelligently in their infancy. The first one all of us know about is Isa alayhi salam. And the Quran is telling us about Isa alayhi salam. There is no messenger between Isa alayhi salam and our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. And I'll give you a black writing of a messenger that will come after me. His name is Ahmad, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran is telling us that Isa alayhi salam and his mother Maryam alayhi salam are a sign from Allah Almighty. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ مَرْيَمَا وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً. We made Isa alayhi salam and his mother ayah, a sign from Allah. And the Quran is describing for all of us the birth of Isa alayhi salam, and how when his mother went through the pain of delivery, she said, يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. I wish I was dead before this and I was totally forgotten. She didn't wish to die. She wished she would not go through the pain of delivery, this pain, this difficulty, until the time of death. Isa alayhi salam called upon her, فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا. So Isa alayhi salam spoke in the infancy, فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا. And he told her, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Shake the root of the palm tree. تُصَاقِدْ عَلَيْكِ يُطَبًا جَرِيًّا. Fresh dates will fall in you. If you want to get dates from a tree, you shake the branch. You don't shake the root of the palm tree to get dates. And why would Allah Almighty ask a woman in this weakest moment, the moment of giving birth, to do hard labor to get something? Why can't Allah Almighty sustain her directly? Allah Almighty is teaching us a lesson that we have to work hard for everything. Nothing comes easy. Even coming for Jum'ah, or to wake up for Fajr, or fast Ramadan, or to earn more money, nothing comes easy. We have to work hard for everything. And she carried Isa alayhi salam, and the people of Israel accused her of coming up with something unthinkable, heinous. لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا شَرِيْءٍ. And she pointed to him. And he spoke in the infancy. And the first word he said, إني عبد الله. I am the servant of Allah. On his tongue. He did not say he is God or the Son of God. He said, إني عبد الله. And Allah Almighty is still all humanity. About Isa alayhi salam. For some people, if Isa alayhi salam is born without a father, then God must be his father, astaghfirullah, or actually God himself. Allah Almighty is solving this question or answering this question to all humanity in a very simple sense. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. The example of عيسى in the Father of Allah is the example of Adam. He created him from dust and he said, be anything. Why is it difficult for you to think that someone is born without a father? It should be more challenging for us to think about someone who is born without a father or a mother. Why is it so difficult for you? It is kun fayakun, be anything. قال إني عبد الله. On his tongue, I am the servant of Allah. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. He gave me the book, he gave me a prophet. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. And he made me blessed wherever I am. وأوصاني بالزكاة بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. And he commanded me with the صلاة and the زكاة. As long as I'm alive. The صلاة and the زكاة are not new. So I'm Muslim. Even in the time of Isa, I think Christians and Judaism didn't know the prayer, didn't know the fasting, didn't know the زكاة. Maybe not in the form we're doing it today, but it is there. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَلِدَتِي and to be kind to my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا and you do not make me a tyrant or unhappy. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وَلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا and peace be unto me the day I'm born, the day I die, and the day I'm resurrected. So Isa alayhi salam passed away. And Allah Almighty is telling us in another verse, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَفِعْتَ أَلَيَّا مُطَهِرَكَ O Isa, I will make you God. I will take you up to me and I will feel fine. And Allah Almighty is telling all of us in the Quran, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدَ أَفَإِنْ مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ O Muhammad, we did not give eternity to anyone before you. So Isa alayhi salam passed away. That's it. That's our belief about Isa alayhi salam. He is a servant of Allah Almighty. He is a prophet, a messenger of Allah Almighty. And he died. Many non-Muslims will disagree with us. And they have the right to disagree. Our return will be to Allah Almighty. And he will tell us about that which we disagree on. No reason to get angry. No reason to get upset. No reason to twist their minds to make them believe. No. Guidance is with Allah. This is our belief about Isa. That's it. That's the first infant who spoke in the infant. The second one in the hadith, the messenger of Allah is telling us about Sabi Jarij, the boy of Jarij. Who is Jarij? A man from the people of Israel, a righteous person, who built a sawma'a for himself, a small cave, where he worshipped Allah all the time. His mother came to him one day, and she said, Ya Bunay, oh my son, take this attention. And he prayed. And he told himself, Rabbi, ummi wa salati, oh my Lord, my prayer or my mother? Shall I answer my mother? She's calling me. Or shall I continue my prayer? And he decided to continue his prayer. She comes the second day. And she said, my son. And he's praying. He told himself, Rabbi, ummi wa salati. Oh my Lord, shall I answer my mother or shall I continue my prayer? And he decided to continue his prayer. Imagine a mother coming to see her son for two consecutive days and he's ignoring your call because he's busy praying. So she made dua, she got angry. And she said, Allahumma la tamuthu hatta yanzura ila wujuhi al-mumitin. Oh Allah, do not make him die until he looks at the faces of the prostitutes. And Allah got angry. And she made this dua. Let's pause and reflect. For the 12 people, and just the 12 people who were here when I started the khutbah, only 12 were here. I made a dua in the beginning of the khutbah. And that is, Allahumma faqihna fi ddeen. Oh Allah, give us the understanding in the religion. There's a difference in Islam between just knowing, ibadah, practicing, and understanding. Jarij was a worshipper. He worshipped Allah Almighty. He did not have the understanding, the fiqh. If he had the fiqh, the understanding, he would have known if your mother called you, answer her. Or at least raise your voice with a recitation, or say Allah Akbar loudly. And Imam Shafi'i even said, interrupt your prayer, fard or sunnah, and answer your mother. He didn't have the understanding. He just worships Allah. That's number one. Number two, even though the mother made a dua like that, there's still mercy in this dua. She said, oh Allah, do not make him die until he looks at the faces of the prostitutes. She didn't say, oh Allah, do not make him die until he commits a sin. No. Just do not make him die until he looks at the faces of the prostitutes. And a prostitute in the field of Israel decided to seduce him. And he refused. The dua of the mother to that sin. So she decided to sleep with a shepherd. And she got pregnant. When she gave birth, she said, the father of this boy is Jarij, the one who worships in the cave all the time. So they brought him down from his palmar, from his cave. You, the one who worships God all the time, your father, a boy from a prostitute, and they demolished his cave. And they took him publicly to humiliate him and punish him. He said, give me 2 minutes. And he prayed surah to Allah. And after the prayer, he poked that infant in his chest. And he said, man abu, who is your father? And the infant spoke and he said, Arai, the ship. This is the second infant who spoke in his infancy. Let us reflect again on what just happened. When we are in a difficulty or hardship or being accused of something we never did, we change our name, sell our house, sell our car, run, move. Jarij, when he was accused of something he never did, he prayed to Allah. When the times are tough, when the hardships are surrounding us, we don't run away. We pray to Allah Almighty, sincere. And that's what Jarij said. Second and more important, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah وسلم, that should be imprinted in our hearts and our minds. And that is, تعرف على الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشيء. Know Allah in the form of prosperity when things are good. And Allah will come to your rescue in the time of difficulty or hardship. Jalish knew Allah Almighty all the time. And when heaven, Allah came to his rescue in a time of difficulty. Many of us are saying, Alhamdulillah, everything is good, my family, my wife, my job. Maybe I'll come for Juma. I don't need anything from Allah, everything is good. When everything is good, that's when we should do more deeds, more good deeds. We get closer and closer to Allah. Because we never know what will happen tomorrow or next week or next week. تعرف على الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشيء. Know Allah when the times are good, and Allah will come to your help when the times are good. So they said, all to your innocent, and the day he spoke to vindicate you, will build your salma'a, your cave out of gold again. He said, no. أعيدوها لمنفي. Build it again out of mud, away from. Look at this humbleness. He's not looking to get even or get more than what he had before. It was built from mud, still the best one. And some of us want, when we are wrong, a small accident, we want 10 times worth the damage done to us. I have to teach him a lesson. What? Muslims are not Muslims, why? It's unfair. It's something that we do not deserve, does not belong to us. And we'll be questioned about it in the future. Muslims or not? We'll take the right that was taken back from us. Nothing more, nothing less. That's the second one that spoke in the infant. The third one in the hadith, in Bukhari or Muslim, the Messenger of Allah is telling us about that infant, that his mother is breastfeeding him. And a man comes on a horse, he looks good, he's dressed well, and the mother looks at the man and she makes dua to Allah Almighty. اللهم اجعل ابني مثله. هو الله made my son just like him. The mother is impressed by this man. May Allah, oh Allah, made my son just like him. The man boy looks at the man and he says, اللهم لا تجعلني مثله. Oh Allah, do not make me like him. And the same boy and the same mother, they see a woman being beaten up and being accused of theft and adultery, and she's saying, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. The mother says, اللهم لا تجعل ابني مثلها. Oh Allah, do not make my son like him. Who wants to be accused of theft and crime? The boy looks at the woman and he says, اللهم اجعلني مثلها. Oh Allah, make me like her. The mother is surprised. And the Messenger of Allah is telling us in the hadith, the mother and the baby had a daughter. And so this man was affluent, very well dressed. And he said, oh Allah, make my son like him. And he said, oh Allah, do not make me like him. He said, he's a liar. Doesn't matter what he looks like. Doesn't matter what he likes. He's a tyrant. And I don't want to be a tyrant. So I said, oh Allah, do not treat me like him. And the woman who's been beaten up and accused of theft and Allah, she should innocent. And she's saying, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is my wakeel, the best defender. I don't feel like him. When I'm accused of something, I cannot do. To come back to Allah and seek the protection and the help from Allah. What do we learn from this, the last one? It's not the power that matters. So many families, they say, I will marry my daughter or my son to this family because of this background and this and that. Ne o her günlerin zemeler cizmen fesat edilmiş. Müdük eder, kalır. Bakın, kâr edilir gayet. Bakın, cevap edilir. Bu da kâr edilir tersi. Ve kâr edilir ne? Ve ne rizik? Ve kâr edilir. Ve kâr edilir. Ve and we will listen in each one that the message of Allah is continuous. May Allah make us among those who listen and understand. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. الجزء الحديث من سورة البخاري لصحيح مسلم. The Jama'i also think, reflect and share with our family, our friends, and more importantly to reflect on the business together. Understanding the religion. So the man of Pharisee landed when he was traveling in Iraq and he asked a woman, is there a clean place where I can offer my prayer? The woman answered him by saying, Fakhr al-Qadda wa Fakhr al-Qadda. She will fight your heart and pray in your life. The man told her, Faqifti, he has truly understood. It's not the purity of the faith that counts, it's the purity of the heart. And then the call of the mother, the faith. And we pass away, Allah marhamuna kama rabbi answer. Meet the heart of them. Visit the rivers. If you haven't done for Hajj, go to Hajj, and when you have Hajj, you're sad. Take him here with him. Maybe spend money with them. Scold them. Hug them. And that's what we're doing for them. But never we love Allah. And so it's indeed the message of Allah said in the center of three prayers, three supplications, three dua that will be answered for sure. ثلاث أعراض مستجدات لا شك فيها. دعوة المظلوم للدعاء the prayer the supplication of the person who is wrong. ودعوة المستحق and the prayer the supplication of the person who is happy. Next time someone is struggling, ask him to make dua. And if you have a family, make dua for yourself and for others as well. The dua of the person who is having it. وَدَعْوَ الْوَالِدَ عَلَى وَالِدَ. And the dua of the parents will be accepted. Maybe they won't catch him. Maybe they don't drive. Maybe they don't speak English. Maybe they can't surf the internet. But the dua will be accepted. And we ask them to make dua for us. And in that category, the dua. اللهم ارحم والدينا كما ربانا اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا معصوما وتخرجنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم اهد نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعز بفضلك كلمه الحق يكفي اللهم هذا الاضرار منك رجاله اللهم هذا الجهل عليك سبيلا ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله.